butter with an elephant. An elephant that sticks to the roof of your mouth. Isn't that the silliest thing you ever heard? Sorry, we'll try to control ourselves. I don't know why, but everything is making us laugh today. Just call us chuckleheads. There's just something about today. We're just so silly. Hey, maybe I'd better check my calendar. Let's see. Nope, that's not it. I sure could use a hand. I still haven't found what I'm looking for, but I'm sure getting a kick out of it. Here it is. My clown calendar. Mm-hmm. It's got all the important days of the whole year on it. See? Of course. This explains it. No wonder we're acting so silly. Today is National Horseplay Day. What? You don't know about National Horseplay Day? Well, it's a day for horsing around. You know, goofing off, dressing up funny, telling silly jokes and laughing till it hurts. That's what you do on National Horseplay Day. Oh, it is a great holiday. But you know, to really get down and get goofy, you have to be in great shape. So, I think I'll go do my clockwork stretch before we start. See if you can do this. It's fun! Day, Molly. How about you? Oh, good. Want to? Okay. Molly wants to play a really goofy game. I'm going to make an animal sound, and Molly will tell me what kind of animal it is, okay? Okay. Moo. Molly, silly. Moo is what a cow says. Oh, let's try another one. Let's see. Silly, that was a chicken. A gorilla. Okay, let's see. How about this? Meow. Joker? No. Look, this is what a donkey says. I'll be one. Ee-haw. 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 Hey. I wonder what the Foley family is doing to celebrate National Horseplay Day.
Thank you.
almost forgot. You have to get dressed up for this special day. Gee, what you want to wear, Molly? Your cowgirl outfit. Perfect for horseplay day, Molly. Let's go. Don't be a slowpoke, cowpoke. Come on. Why, I'm sure we've got the perfect thing for you, ma'am. Yep, here it is. Your cowgirl hat. There you go, ma'am. Now you're a real cowgirl, okay? I see. You want to go for the full set. Oh, okie dokie. Here it is. Okay. Now, excuse me, please. Molly's getting changed. There you go, ma'am. Now, what am I going to be? Oh, how about this? No, you're right. Not silly enough. What about this? No. Too busy. I just can't find the right costume in here. Any ideas? Go over to Granny's. Granny might have a good idea. You're right. Let's go. Oh, and wait till Snigglefritz sees your neat duds. Giddy up! Wagons ho! Wait till Snigglefritz sees Molly's cowgirl get up. He's going to laugh himself silly! Oh, Snigglefritz! I've got a surprise for you! Look! Doesn't Molly look funny? I mean, doesn't she look silly? Look at her. Her cowgirl up. Snigglefritz! Don't you get it? It's National Horseplay Day, and Molly's dressed up as a cowgirl. Yeesh. Oh, goody. Here comes Major Bedhead. I hope he knows what today is. Yep, I'd say he knows. Oh, Major Bedhead, you look so funny.
Thanks, Lunette. Whoa, Goosey. Yeah, I try to look my goofiest on National Horseplay Day.
Oh, Major Bedhead, that is such a funny costume. Is this sick of me? Just look at it. Oh, it's great. Look at the silly feet and the little shoes. And oh, that's so funny, isn't it, Snick? Snick doesn't seem to get it. He didn't laugh at Molly's get-up either.
Maybe he just needs something else to laugh at.
Oh, your bedhead, are you going to make one of your funny faces?
Of course.
Oh, you mean the one where you... I can't even think about it without laughing!
That's the one! Watch!
Oh, Major Bedhead, that is so funny!
Yeah, sure. You think it's funny, and I think it's funny, and the goose think it's funny, everyone think it's funny. Well, look at Snigglefritz.
But Snigglefritz, how can you keep from laughing at Major Bedhead's funniest face? Oh, Snigglefritz, come on. This is Horseplay Day. It's the silliest day of the whole year. I mean, you got a horse around. Well, that is if you want to.
Maybe he just needs a little encouragement.
Or a joke.
Perfect. Hey, did you hear what happened to the two kangaroos who fell in love?
No, what?
They lived happily
Ever After!
Why, Sickle Fritz, wasn't that funny?
Maybe he didn't get it.
Oh, right, maybe.
Maybe we should explain it. Well, you see, Snickle Fritz, see? Normally you would say they lived happily ever after, but because they're kangaroos and kangaroos hop, they... get it? I don't think he gets it.
Let's try one more.
Okay. Hey, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo who? Hey, don't cry. It's horseplay day. What's so funny? Oh, you, Granny Garbanzo.
Hey. Well, it's National Horseplay Day. Everyone knows that.
Well, everyone except Snickle Fritz.
I don't understand, Snickle Fritz. Why doesn't he want to join in the fun?
Well, I guess he's like the cat who ate the lemon.
Just like the cat who ate the lemon?
Yeah, a sour puss.
That's a silly dance, Granny.
That's how I dance when I'm horsing around. Want to join in?
Hey, it sounds like fun.
Also sounds like a song. Can you tell I'm laughing because I'm dancing? Can you see I'm dancing because I'm laughing? Can you see I'm silly because I'm singing? Can you tell I'm singing because I'm silly? When I'm horsing around. I just can't stop smiling when I'm joking. I just can't stop joking when I'm smiling. When I'm horsing around. When I'm horsing around. I'm a joker, you just can't stop me. But try a joke and you just might top me. My belly's shaking, I can't laugh enough. Having trouble singing, cause I keep cracking up. When I'm horsing around. When I'm horsing around.
Jokes?
Oh, it's not just the jokes. It's the delivery.
The delivery?
Huh? She means the way you tell a joke. That's the delivery.
No, not that delivery. I almost forgot. This package here from Auntie Macassar.
A package from Auntie Macassar?
Well, that did the trick. Gee, I hope she sent me a costume, because I need to dress up funny.
Oh, that would be good.
Hey, read the card.
Oh, okay. Dear Lunette, unfortunately, I can't be with you on National Horseplay Day.
Oh, too bad.
So, I'm sending you this joke.
Okay.
What do you get when you cross a dog with a hen?
Gee. I don't know.
What do you get when you cross a dog with a hen?
Poached eggs. Ha ha! Get it? Poached eggs. Ha ha!
Poached eggs.
Anyway, I thought you might need a special costume for National Horseplay Day. This costume will make any clown laugh. So, keep horsing around. Bye.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. Now I can really horse around. Do you hear what I hear?
I think I hear what you hear.
I dare to believe it, but I hear it too.
Snigglefritz, you're laughing at last. Oh, now it really feels like National Horseplay Day.
Granny, careful. You just might...
I guess that's what you call a catniption fit. You can see why this is the silliest day of the whole year. I really like this mask, Molly. It goes with your costume. Hey, and it reminds me of a story about a rodeo horse and his partner. Want me to read it to you? Okay. Where's that? Oh, here's the storybook. And glasses. Now, this story is called Rodolfo Joins the Rodeo. Once upon a time, there were two best friends, Rodolfo the goofy show horse and little Rollo the clown. They needed a job, but there was no clown show in town for them to do their dandy dancing and tell their funny jokes. What were they going to do? One day, a big rodeo came to town. Maybe they could get a job in the rodeo. It was worth a try. When they watched the rodeo horses, they felt a little nervous. Those broncos were wild, not goofy. The cowboys were called bronco busters, and they would hold on tight, and the broncos would jump and buck and twist and turn until the cowboy fell off. Rodolfo wasn't sure he could be a rodeo horse, but Rollo said, "Let's try." The rodeo boss took one look at Rodolfo and started to laugh.
"He is no rodeo horse. He couldn't throw a bronco buster."
Rollo said, "Just give him a chance." Rodolfo got ready. A bronco buster climbed on his back. The rodeo boss announced,
"Take a look at our new bronco, Rodolfo."
The door opened. Out Rodolfo came into the rodeo ring. He tried to twist and jump and buck. It didn't work. He just looked silly. The big boss said,
"He's no rodeo horse. Get going."
What a sad day for the two best friends. Then they heard it. Laughter. Hey, the audience was laughing. Rodolfo knew just what to do. A little dance, a joke, a trick, just like in the clown show. The bronco buster laughed so hard he fell off Rodolfo's back. The audience loved it. And guess what? So did the boss. He put Rollo and Rodolfo in the rodeo to dance and sing and just horse around.
Rollo and Rodolfo, the funniest rodeo act in the West.
The end. I think that story was a perfect finish to a perfect National Horseplay Day, don't you, Molly?
But with the
thing I have to say about a big holiday like this. It sure takes a lot out of you, doesn't it, Molly? I think it's time to have a little nap, you cowgirl, you. Now, we'll just cuddle down here on our comfy couch, under our dream blanket, and... Hey, wait a minute, and this is no joke! Who made this big mess? Me? Oh, I did, didn't I? Well then, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, wait. Just kidding. Go! Coming over. Now to get my 40 winks. That's a silly way to say, have a little nap. There's one wink, and another, a funny wink, a double wink, a long double wink, a doubly long double wink.
And the clown jumped over the moon.